The fact is that the economies of East Asia especially have been growing at a rate much, much faster than that of Western Europe or the United States or any other part of the world. So you have this contrast of ancient cultures and modern practices and maybe postmodern almost ways of life mixed up together with some ways of life that are very unchanging. Soviet Union collapsed essentially because of the global economy, because that system could not accommodate it. It is still one of the great countries of the world. It is in repose, if you want, as an international power at the moment. But another 10 or 15 years, in one way or another, Russia is going to continue to be a major actor on the world stage. Since the mid-80s, China has been growing at about 10% a year. This is the most populous country in the world, with 1.2 billion people. And it also, for the last, most of the last decade, has been the fastest growing economy in the world. Well, you can imagine the implications of that. They are terrific. If Americans don't pay attention to East Asia, one of the reasons why that Korea has been continually such a place of confrontation and conflict is simply what we've been talking about. It is a homogeneous and old civilization suddenly cut in half. The reason that we came close to going to war in 1994 over the Korean nuclear program is that the United States government believed that if North Korea had the capability to manufacture nuclear weapons, it would be a tragedy far, far beyond the Korean Peninsula. Certain things are pretty predictable. First place, the situation in North Korea is highly fluid, dangerous, and unresolved. It's not just the food problem, which is horrible, people starving, as you mentioned. It's the whole economy is coming apart. All we can say today is that unless they make some major changes, something is going to happen. And it's going to be a new international crisis of some kind. I concluded, after my study, that Korea is a country of just the wrong size in just the wrong place. Well, Paula, that's journalism. That's what you do, is you deal with a lot of things you don't know the end of. That's one of the things about journalism. You never know. When you go to see somebody, what he has to say or she has to say. And good journalists tend to listen a lot. One of the people who gave me some very fine advice was Ralph McGill, the late editor of the Atlanta Constitution. And he said to me, don't bother going to journalism school. Go to some good school and learn as much as you can about history, economics, political science, art, etc. Americans see these headlines popping up from Korea, you know, almost every year, and they don't have any sense of where this came from. What is the context? How did this happen? What happened before? And it says in the National Archives in Washington, what is past is prologue.